The Cap of J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Captain J-Hood. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners. He starts to come and he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Every week, and then we make our selections against the spread. He's a football maniac who now wants to get rid of Thursday night football so he can watch, Coastal Carolina play at Washington State.
Utah was at Wazoo last night. When games are in the Palouse, I want it on my TV.
VaTech NC State was crazy last night.
It's funny, college football, I'll watch them tomorrow. But if you ask me to power rank, you and I did this on a private text chain. We didn't do it with the whole group. Rank the sports in order of my love. College football is like fourth or fifth.
You don't know what you're missing, man.
I like it. I'm not saying I hate it. Down the list, baseball. I love baseball. I know Connor's with me. And by the way,
it's on top of the list, baby. Love college football, though. I love throwing on game day in the morning, the pomp, the circumstance, the mascot heads.
Game day's a great show. Love game day. And it's fun. I'm not saying I dislike it, but NFL better than college, baseball better than college football. Yes, definitely. Definitely, definitely. And by the way, there's this long-haired dude that works upstairs that I report to. He's my manager. He is the director of content. He's so anti-Dusty that it's insane. Dusty Baker really is a Hall of Famer by any measure.
Let's do the picks. We'll get to our World Series conversation in about 10 minutes.
I can't wait. I hope Dusty gets in the Hall of Fame and then says, I'd like to start this by saying, Danny Zetterman in Chicago. Sylvie, take that. Now let's go.
It's just like Michael Jordan's Hall of Fame speech.
A lot of games to get to. Let's rock and roll. I want to do the records quickly. In the lead is the other producer position today filled by Charlie. In second is Cap. In third is Shay. And pulling up the rear, Shay, me, and pulling up the rear is Hoodie. Connor picking for Hoodie today.
That's so hilarious. Hoodie's in last and he's the football. We have a segment where he gives his best stuff.
All right, let's get started. Hoodie. Number 19, Kentucky at number 3, Tennessee. Tennessee laying 12 in Knoxville. I don't think they can cover a big number. They've got Georgia on deck. They're already looking ahead. Give me Kentucky to go in and cover.
Connor, go ahead.
My brother-in-law went to Kentucky. Give me Kentucky to cover. That's how I'm going to rationalize all these picks, boys. Hang on. I'm making a run for first. My brother-in-law went to Kentucky. Give me the Cats.
I'm going Tennessee. Let's go Vols! I actually have a Tennessee football jersey in my car right now. Dang. With the last name on it. It's a 16 jersey. Bright orange, white letters, white numbers. It says Manning on the back. Not Eli. Danny, take that. Go ahead.
I'm going Kentucky here to cover the 12 points. 12 is just a lot against a Mark Stoops coach team. There's also a look-ahead spot for Kentucky. They got Georgia next week. I'm going to take Kentucky to cover.
All right, number 2, Ohio State, laying 15.5 in Happy Valley, taking on number 15, Penn State. Ohio State, to me, is just a way better football team. Give me the Buckeyes.
Connor?
Is the two least favorite teams in the Big Ten. Both fan bases are just absolutely it's bad. I don't like either of them very much. on Wisconsin. I'll take Ohio State to cover the 15.5. I'm right. I'm with you.
Penn State, they are a good team, not a great team. Ohio State is a great team. 15.5, is that the number?
That is.
Too many points. Give me Penn State.
Yeah, I agree. Penn State always plays Ohio State tough. I think that they're just not as bad as what they showed against Michigan. I'm going to take Penn State at home to cover 15.5.
If it were a night game and a whiteout, I would have gone Penn State. But noon kick, Fox big noon kickoff, I'm taking the Buckeyes. Michigan State at Michigan, the rivalry. Michigan a 23-point favorite. Historically, these games are close. It's hatred. Weird stuff happens. God have mercy on my soul. Give me the Spartans.
Is this a Saturday night game?
6:30 Central
Time. I'm
going to
be up in Wisconsin. I'm going to be locked in on the couch. Locked in.
Go ahead, Connor.
Michigan State to win. This is where you make the ground up, baby. This is where roll Sparty. This is where it all happens. Every year, this happens to Michigan. Every year, there's that one game. Every year, we look at Harbaugh and say, buddy, what are you doing? Why is Ann Arbor on fire? Michigan State wins outright.
Okay. Connor, I have great admiration and respect for a lot of your sports acumen. Little too geeky at times with the analytics stuff. I've told you that. Couple movie reviews really sucked, but other than that, I'm a huge Connor McKnight guy. We've worked at multiple places together.
That we have.
My analytics site says Michigan is a 94.7% chance of covering the spread. I ain't going against those analytics. Give me the Wolverines in an absolute beatdown. I'm laying the point.
I'm with you, Cap. Michigan State's capital B bad. I'm just going Michigan at home, Ann Arbor.
Snorling has a degree from there is embarrassing.
Under the shield. Broncos at Jaguars. The Jags, 2.5-point favorites. I can't bet on Russell Wilson after he did high knees on the plane to London. Give me Jacksonville.
Yeah, can I pass? Is there a pass option? I don't want to watch this. I guess give me the Jags to cover 2.5 at home. That feels right. I feel bad for Russ, you know, just because the hustle gods have taken him over and they're playing puppeteer with him on that plane. You're right, Shay. That's not a thing that's not okay. You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that on a plane to anywhere. Nothing of this. Oh, God. London. How long is that flight? Cap, you've probably done it on the Concorde, right?
Yeah. I've not done it on a Concorde. I did it on a Cessna. It took a while, but...
You did it on a Cessna?
No, I did it on American Airlines or United, one of them. So you went which way?
Jags.
You took the Jags?
Sure.
I'm all in on Trevor Lawrence. I'm taking the Jaguars. Rock and roll!
I'm going to go back to my favorite hobby, which is betting against Russell Wilson. Give me the Jags here.
All right, squeeze for time. Let's rock and roll, boys. Patriots, 2.5-point favorites at the Jets. I know everybody's down on the Patriots. It's a massive overreaction. I'm on the Patriots this weekend.
Yeah, and they'll cover, too. And they'll cover the 2.5 against the Jets.
Yep, I'm all in. Patriots, it's a week-to-week league. Don't overreact. Give me the Patriots.
4-for-4. Belichick's not losing 2 in a row, especially 1 to the Jets.
Steelers at Eagles. Philly, a 10.5-point favorite. I just can't buy this Steelers team. I know Tomlin's great as a dog, but the Eagles are dominant, especially in the first half. That defense is great. Give me the Birds.
I would take the Eagles if it were 20.5.
Wow. They've got a secret weapon, the Steelers. His name is Mitchell Trubisky. He comes off the bench. He rallies the troops. He puts up points. He finds a way. He ain't getting off the bench this week. Eagles got juice. They got Robert Quinn in that locker room. They went, our management's all in. We just took on a ton of salary for the 23 and 24 seasons. They're all about us winning. Give me the Eagles. They win it by 17.
It's a lot of points against Mike Tomlin. I'm going to go ahead and take the Steelers to cover, even though I don't love it.
G-men at Seahawks. The Seahawks, a 3-point favorite behind resuscitated quarterback Geno Smith. I'm taking the Seahawks.
I think I'm Team Giants the rest of the way. I think I'm going to get weird. I think I'm going to start betting on the Giants because everyone else seems to hate them.
Okay, The Seahawks, everyone said in the preseason, they're the worst team in the NFL, Cap. They're not. They're actually very well coached. They're a decent, not awesome, decent football team. The Giants' run comes to an end for a week. It's this week. Give me the Seahawks.
I was one of those people saying that about the Seahawks, but I've been proven wrong thus far. Give me the Seahawks this week.
Packers at Bills, Sunday night football in Western New York. The Packers, a 10.5-point dog. Aaron Rodgers getting 10.5. I hate it, but I got to do it. Give me the Pack.
I told you earlier that I would take the Eagles if they were 20.5-point favorites. I would take the Bills if they were 30.5-point. Okay, not really 30.5, but Bills. Bills, Bills, Bills. And I will taste the tears of Aaron Rodgers' sadness.
There are a ton of injuries to that Buffalo team. Yes, they're a great team. Ton of injuries. Absolutely. Give me the Packers and the 10.5. Take that.
Bills are rolling. Packers are reeling. I'm taking the Bills.
49ers, 1.5-point favorites in Los Angeles. You don't get home field advantage when you're the Rams. Whose house? 49ers' house. Give me Jimmy G.
Got to go the other way. I'm going to take the Rams, and I don't like it.
You know what? Against my better judgment, I'm siding with CM McKnight. Give me the Rams.
The Rams are secretly kind of a mess right now, and the 49ers, Sean McVay is 4-8 against Kyle Shanahan. I'm going to go San Francisco here.
All right, final game of our slate. Bears in Dallas taking on the Cowboys. Cowboys a 9.5-point favorite. Priority number one, Justin Fields, get out of that building with your life intact. I'm taking the Cowboys -9.5.
Yeah, I would do the same, and I want Justin Fields breathing by the end of it. That's the only joy here.
Yeah, I think this game will hover right around 10. I don't think this is like, 37-7, like the Bears lost to the Cowboys in the playoffs in 1977. I think they'll battle, they'll compete, they will fall short. Holding my nose, give me the Cowboys.
I'm kind of worried this is going to be a disaster for the Bears, so I'm going to take the Cowboys here.
All right. There are all of the picks. World Series starts tonight. We will preview it with the King of Analytics, Connor McKnight, next.